a lot of people are noticing the issues in their family, the places that they work, and their community. My question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to complain about it? Are you going to complain about the kids in your neighborhood? Are you going to complain about how when you go to a grocery store, there's no carts in the store? You have to go in the parking lot because there's no younger kids that are working to go ahead and get the carts? Or are you going to show up in your community in the places that you live in a different way? What do you think that should be done for the youth that is not happening? To me, most parents today are choosing working overtime over parenting their children. And I think we're seeing the results of parents not parenting or kids not having that influence in a good, healthy way, or that mentor that they need to guide them in the right direction. So they're choosing all of the negative things to make quick money. And kids who can't read are all over the place right now. Kids who are outside too late and you're just looking at them like, where are their parents? That child is my child's age. I would never have them outside at a store by themselves getting anything. Kids stealing cards for quick money, robbing working people on their way to work, walking in banks at 12 years old to rob a bank. Like, what is happening in our community that is not positively influencing these children today? And people that the world forgot are everywhere. And I'm not just talking about people who do not have homes. People who are shrugged at but not helped are everywhere in the United States. And my question is, if not you, then who should do something? And I think we should be beyond the times of looking for one leader to fix it. Why aren't we looking at our neighbor or looking at ourselves to say, okay, what can I do that's going to be positive for the people who also live around my home or live around where my kids go to school or live around where I work? And that's what this episode is about, okay? If not you, then who? I'm going to talk about the community. I'm going to talk about the people who should be in your circle. I'm going to talk about ways that you could help the youth, and hopefully someone can do these things in their community where they live to help improve it. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. How to show up in your community. My personal thing is where you live, where your kids go to school, the roads you drive on, the stores that are in your area, how the gas stations treat you, the people that pick up your trash, the grocery stores you get to shop at. All of that is your community, okay? The neighbors that you have is your community. The kids that are there, the adults that are there, the teenagers that are there, that's your community. You can do a lot of different things. So you can do a community school drive where people bring supplies for kids in the community. You can do a community barbecue, put up flyers, know where the city hall is. There might be a community bulletin, put up flyers, have a community barbecue, get to know the people in the community. You can have trash pickup days on Saturdays or Sundays in the park. You can educate the people in the county politically. Like, there's a lot of people that live places for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and they don't know who their city commissioner is. They don't know who their governor is. They don't know who their mayor is. They don't know who their sheriff is. They don't know where City Hall is located, which I think is crazy. But some people are just living in this bubble where they wake up, they clean their house, they get in their car, they drive to the place that employs them, they go get their lunch, they go to work, they get their food, and they come home and they do it over and over again. And they don't know shit. But if you want to be better in your community and you want your community to be better, you got to be better, okay? You got to get to know the people, the places, the things, okay? You got to show face. You got to make sure people know your name. Now, when it comes to your personal circle, okay, your social circle, you need at least 4 different types of people, okay? And This is just my personal preference. Keeping these people around, make sure that you grow in the right direction. Not having the right people around you will have you doing the same shit you did 10 years ago, okay? You need someone in your social circle that challenges you in a healthy way to be better. A person who questions your decisions for the good of you. To make sure you are doing something that was going to benefit you in a great way, not to bring you problems or drama. You need a supportive person that believes in your goals. And when you're promoting something, they're promoting it without you asking. When you're setting up an event, they're seeing how they can help you in that event. You don't have to beg them to show up. Like, having supportive people like that are amazing. And lastly, a person that you admire that is on the path that you're going towards. Someone that will give you advice and help guide you, and they don't feel jealous or slighted by the fact that you're going towards their direction of what you want to do. When you have those people, I promise you, your goals are going to come way faster. The things that you want in life for your betterment are going to be able to walk in to an open door. And I'm going to tell you more after these messages. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast, as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring, or going to shambipodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. We're back. All right, so my favorite part, how to help the youth in your community. I think playing outside with kids in your community where you live is a great way to introduce yourself or get you cool with the kids, get you knowing faces, letting them feel like your energy is coming from a good place, not that nosy guy or that nosy lady that always calling the police or having something to say to our parents because of the noise or us playing basketball or whatever, right? Offering to help with their after school homework in a public place, not them coming to your house privately without the parents' permission. You just want to do things in a public manner and just let them know that you're offering to help X, Y, and Z, what the expectation is, what you can and can't do. If you are a tutor or you do tutoring, letting the parents know that you do tutoring in X, Y, and Z, just let them know. If you have rates, let them know what the rates are, blah, 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 blah. Ask them about opportunities they would like to know about. Maybe you can educate them on something that will benefit.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Fit them, say hi when you pass them in the neighborhood, get to know their parents. You could maybe have a shoe drive in the community, have certain drug prevention talks in the rec center in the community. Most communities have a rec center. Talk to the admin to see if that's something you could do. Give away backpacks each year. Listen to kids express their thoughts. Please, somebody, do a job one-on-one advice in the park talk. You know, a lot of these kids don't know how to get dressed for an interview, how to do a resume, the do's and the don'ts, how to present themselves, how to speak up, how to ask for more pay. How to check in after the interview. Like, kids need that. And a lot of parents don't teach their kids that, which is like, it boggles my mind. But if that's something you're willing to do, look into that. Because the kids need it. The kids need to know, like, there are adults out here that I'm not related to that actually care about me being better. Outside of my teacher, outside of my mom and dad, outside of my auntie, outside of my grandparents, I know that this is one guy or this one lady in the neighborhood that's always willing to do X, Y, and Z. Also, if you sell snacks or candy or something, like just being like that go-to person in the community for the young kids is a great way to make sure you're in the know of what the children in the community need. Now, you should be very aware of what the common problems in your community are, where you live. Having a Ring camera, I think, informed me about my neighbors. A lot of them be losing their dogs. I don't know why they ain't got no fence, why it's not secure, why their dogs be in the street, but they be in the street. So I'm constantly getting alerts for people's dogs. There's a lot of teens walking behind people's houses to cut through on certain streets. I used to do that as a teenager. I wasn't doing anything mischievous, but sometimes, depending on when I needed to be home, it was easier to cut through some trees in somebody's backyard to get to the street I needed to get to instead of going around to the entrance. Car break-ins, you know, just knowing familiar faces and kids. If you know familiar kids in the neighborhood, you should be able to know what kid is possibly doing these car break-ins from what they look like on camera. Are there issues getting fresh food into your community? Are there issues getting grocery stores closer to people who may not have cars in the community? Does the community not have sidewalks? Does it not have a bus line that's near for people who don't have cars? Are there public trash cans available? Are they getting emptied? Are they clean? Is the parks clean? Is there a public restrooms that can be used by people who need to use the restroom? Are there any bookstores in the area? You know, are there libraries that are open in the area? Is there a place where someone can use a computer or have Wi-Fi? A lot of people can't afford to get computers in their home still. Some people think that's a given, like everybody has computers, everybody has Wi-Fi. No, not everybody. That's expensive. It gets expensive. Yes, there are some resources that will allow you to get Wi-Fi for the low, but everybody doesn't qualify for that, especially when every year they're making the qualifications lower and lower as to how much your income can be on the monthly coming into the household. And they go by your gross pay. They don't go by your net. You know what I'm saying? So gross pay is always going to look more than your net. But your net is actually the money that you're actually taking home and doing something with. you'll never touch your gross pay. So for the government to set these standards and these limitations on people based upon their gross pay is ridiculous, because that's not actual money I'm touching. That's just money before they take the taxes out, which is unfair, but hey, politics. Lastly, but not less important, promote safety awareness in your community. Be that person that promotes it. Be that person that's on the mic about these things. Home safety, how to make sure that your doors are locked, how to set alarms, what alarm systems are available, how to make sure your doors are closed properly. If you have firearms in your home, how to properly put them up, especially if you have children around. School safety, bus stop safety. A lot of the bus stops are really dark for a lot of young kids. Me personally, I don't let the girls go to their bus stop by themselves. I'm always with them, and I always have me a little something, something. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Okay. Safe zones. If you don't feel safe or you're lost, where are the go-to places for you to go to get help? You know, people need to know that in the community. Who are the go-to neighbors? Who are willing to help you when you're in certain emergencies? Get to know them, and that's safety and awareness. Parent safety, putting parents on alerts as to what's going on in the community, what they need to be aware of, and what's the issue with the kids in the community. Because a lot of parents don't know. There are a lot of latchkey kids still. Parents who leave before your kids get on the bus. Parents who come home when their kids is getting out of the shower, getting ready to go to bed. So they really don't be knowing what's going on throughout the day. And not all these kids are at home doing their homework. Some of them get home, put their backpack on in the house, and they're outside doing whatever. Okay. Park cleanups, community plans on what's going to be happening in the community. Any construction, roads that are going to be cut off. What is that going to do for people who need to get to work? New places of business that's coming into the community. Do we want this business here? What might this business bring to the community? Is it a good or a bad thing? Those are also discussions that you can have at City Hall meetings. City Hall meetings are usually announced with signs throughout the community. You could find signs on your way to the grocery store, signs around a Walgreens, signs around parks that they're going to have a community meeting on blah, 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 blah date. Pay attention to those. And you can also Google all this information, but don't be the person that has a problem with the around where you live and you never show up to support the people in the community. You never show up to voice your concerns when it really matters before certain decisions are made. So if not you, then who? Because how long are we going to keep waiting for someone else to fix the places where we live when we can do our part in a certain way? And what is that going to do for the kids seeing that, yeah, you took care of home, but you also cared about the way other people lived and what your environment looked like, what the park looked like, you know, what the streets look like, what businesses are coming into area. It's about togetherness. You know what I'm saying? We can't all try to be safe individually and then have a problem later about why everywhere is not safe, because everyone is being selective about what they give a fuck about. But that's what I wanted to talk about today, okay? I hope this jogs some things in your mind. You know, I understand that people work and sometimes there's not enough time in the day to do certain things, but you have to have like a certain level of want to show up in your community in a certain way if you want to make a difference. You know, kids can't raise kids. Kids are not supposed to be raising themselves when they have parents at home. And taking care of your child is more than providing a house, paying utilities, having running water and food in the fridge. You have to figure out what they're thinking. You have to figure out what's going on in their day-to-day, their schooling, after school. You got to figure out who their friends are, who the parents of their friends are. And I feel like that's how you prevent a lot of bullshit. But anyway, who am I? I'm just a girl. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. Peace.